The Commonwealth Bank's crisis is escalating ahead of what's expected to be a multi-billion dollar profit result announcement tomorrow. The chairman of the CBA board, Catherine Livingstone, has announced that senior executive bonuses at the bank will be cut to zero amid allegations that the bank's intelligent teller machines were used by money launderers and criminal gangs. The board has, though, expressed its confidence in the Commonwealth Bank chief executive Ian Narev, despite calls for him to resign or be sacked. With more, I'm joined in the studio by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, how hard will this slashing of executive bonuses hit Ian Narev and his executive team?
Well, Eleanor, this AUSTRAC crisis-driven allegations have clearly created hard times for the CBA board. As a result, Chairman Catherine Livingstone says the board and senior management need to take collective accountability for the overall reputation of the bank, which, of course, has been badly damaged by this and earlier scandals. So they've decided to reduce Ian Narev's short-term variable bonus for the year ending 30 June 2017 to zero. So no bonus. Last year, Mr. Narev's bonus was $2.8 million. That was from a total package of $12.3 million. So that's around a 20% cut. When I spoke to Mr. Narev yesterday on AM, he didn't deny this was a possibility. So it appears he knew it was coming. Also, Mr. Narev's top team, the group executive at the CBA, will also have their short-term bonuses cut to zero.
So we're talking multi-million dollars there. Now, you mentioned that Catherine Livingstone, the CBA board chair, talked about collective accountability. What responsibility are board members taking for this?
Well, as part of this collective accountability, non-executive members of the CBA board will have their directors' fees cut by 20%. Last year, all directors were on fees of above $300,000, so that's around a $60,000 hit for each of them. And this move to actually release remuneration details is highly unusual. Normally, these sort of things would be outlined in the annual report, which is scheduled to be released next week, after tomorrow's full-year results, which are expected to come in at around $9.8 billion. But in a world of issues and crisis management, this is perhaps designed to deflect questions about Mr. Narev's future and how the CBA allowed this latest scandal to allegedly happen. Milan Sate, who's a professor of banking and finance at the University of Canberra, says bonus cuts are pretty meaningless given such high salaries in the first place, and he thinks today's announcement is part of futile spin management.
There are two reasons why they have done this. The first is to assuage the immediate public outcry and the public feeling that is there. The second is that it may help them eventually, when the proceedings, civil proceedings are brought before the court, to try to lessen the impact in some way.
So cutting Ian Narev's bonus and the group executive's bonus to soften up investors in the media ahead of tomorrow's results, is that going to work?
I don't think this is going to work, because in a bank, you can cut my bonus today, maybe after 6 months or after 1 year when everything is quiet, and you give me more bonus. The only way it can stem this rot is to bring criminal proceedings, and it needs to go right up to the top. So this is not going to end unless CEOs can in particular see that this is going to personally harm me.
Should Ian Narev have been sacked over this or offered his resignation?
I would have said that, yes, he should have offered his resignation.
Given the admission of problems at the CBA and evidence of bad culture in banks like the CBA, but also other banks, is it time now for a Royal Commission?
I would probably say that the Royal Commission per se is not going to help, because you'll be spending money. And at the end of the day, what is required is strong action.
Some pretty straight talk there from Milan Sate, Professor of Banking and Finance at the University of Canberra. Peter, what exactly is the CBA board saying about Ian Narev's future?
Well, the statement issued to the Stock Exchange earlier today says Ian Narev retains the, quote, full confidence of the CBA board. And that's despite continuing calls for him to take full responsibility and to resign. Now, CBA shares were down 0.8% to $80.88 a share in late morning trade. It's down a little more than the rest of the big four, and that's on a day when the overall market is lower. But as we saw last Friday, CBA shares fell by 3.9% in reaction to some of these allegations. So investors remain pretty nervous and are watching what might be the next chapter in this unfolding scandal. But as an indication of the public interest in this, the federal court has just announced that they're going to be establishing an online file where the public can view documents from this case once they're publicly available. So this shows the immense public interest in this unfolding scandal at the Commonwealth Bank.
Indeed. Peter Ryan, our senior business correspondent, thank you.